Hare Krishna, please allow me to address all of you first, because I've been many times here and know the retreat. This year we have really my favorite sannyasis presenting new inspirations in Krishna consciousness. We have so much very qualified and old devotees, and old sannyasis, one of the eldest sannyasi, I believe, of our movement, Shaivaita Maharaj, one of them, and very young sannyasi also. So everything is covered. I would like to maybe request our Jayadvaita Maharaj to address the devotees first. In the opening ceremony, we always talk about our individual presentations so that the devotees can already think and tune in. So if you could talk about that.
I haven't thought about what I'm going to present.
No.
Yep, I was waiting for you to tell me.
We can talk about it privately.
I can talk about how confused I am. But how long should I talk?
For about 10 to 15 minutes.
Om Akhyanam Timirandhasya Akhyanjana Shodakaya Dakshinindhikaati Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Vinitvaya Sayam Guru Kurama Manikam Kupati Sadaram. So then I can talk about the overall theme of the retreat, which is transformation, yes? And generally we think of transformation as being, you were a worm and you became a butterfly. And that's transformation. Our transformation is to become what we already are, what was covered in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is Siddha Krishna Prema, Sadhakabhuna. Krishna Prema, the love for Krishna, is already dormant in the heart of everybody. It is Siddha Krishna Prema, Sadhakabhuna. Because everyone is part of Krishna, everyone has a relationship with Krishna. That relationship is a relationship of heart to all. So we're servants. The business of the heart is to serve the whole. But it's not just mechanical or formal or obligatory. But there's natural love between a living being and Krishna. And Shraddhani Shuddha Chitta Kariyuga. It just has to come out. Srila Prabhupada explained, it's not like pushing something in artificial. Where we like stuff kids with knowledge in school. But it's, as part of the original consciousness of the living, Krishna consciousness. And Shraddhani means by nine methods of devotional service. Shraddhani, especially by hearing, or hearing and chanting. Hearing leads to chanting. That's what Sri Prabhupada once said. He talked about the time he met his spiritual master. And not only first met, but he was noted by his guru Maharaj. This is what he has to hear. And Prabhupada said, he said, that was my policy, he said, about his Guru Maharaj. He said, my Guru Maharaj the highest elevated platform. He said, even when he was speaking Bengali, I could not understand. He said, but I went on here. He said, that was my policy, to let me go on here. He said, and because I was, and it was that incident that the Iran curriculum, it was announced that there will be pilgrimage in the evening to see Sheshajai Vishnu. And those who want to stay back, Guru Maharaj will be giving some talk. So Prabhupada felt, what will I get seeing that I hear Guru Maharaj? He said, so because I was enthusiastic about hearing, now I'm enthusiastic about chanting or preaching. So Shravanadi, from hearing and chanting also, Shravan and Kirtan, and from hearing and chanting, remember, and serving, all the nine methods are there. But the substance is that let me be engaged in the service of Krishna. Let me be engaged in the service of Krishna for so many lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. I've been engaged in the service of Maya. Or Prabhupada, this glossing one verse, that so many, so long I've served the senses. And they're not satisfied. They don't say, sir, thank you very much, you served us so nicely. We're satisfied. No, they're never satisfied. The senses are not satisfied, and I'm not satisfied. If they weren't satisfied, then I was satisfied. All right. But if they're not satisfied, I'm not satisfied. And therefore, now I'm turning to you, Krishna, please engage me in your service. That's my natural business, to serve Krishna. To serve Krishna. So this, such retreats as this, or our whole program of Krishna consciousness, is meant for that kind of transformation, and not to become something that we're not. That tendency is also there in different ways to try to become something special, something, something special, not in the context of serving Krishna actually, but somehow by serving Krishna I become great. Of course, Prabhupada encouraged us. He said, become great by serving the greatest. If we want to become great, then become great by serving the greatest. So from that point of view, it's authorized. We'd all have to be a little great. Let us serve the greatest, the personality of Godhead. That transformation, that I served mine, now let me serve Krishna. Let me serve Krishna. And let me become the humble servant of Krishna. Let me become the humble servant of Krishna. Let me just be the servant of Krishna, Maharshi, Shami, Sanatha, Jeevita. That will be happy.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. And you will be able to look at the schedule and see Maharaj's presentations. You start tomorrow with the Bhagavatam class, and I remember then there are seminars, then there are other slots where you can find out. And I encourage you to have a lot of association with our Dhyanveda Maharaj. The next devotee who I first wish to introduce a little bit is has the longest name I've so far met, Swayam Bhagavan Keshava Maharaj. Can you abbreviate it as SB Keshava Maharaj? Which is,
he is very much known to the devotees of the UK. He is, was the Bhakta leader. He has, he's an author. He's written many books, actually, in Krishna consciousness, and is the first time here in our retreat. He speaks very, he picks up very, subjects that are really hanging in the air, and has an amazing way to present that. Please tell the devotees your presentation, something about your presentations.
Vidinam Padmebhyo Vishnubhyo Namo Mahashivapati Ki Jai. Well, to be honest, first and foremost, I came here to bathe in the association of all the Vaishnavas here. So, I had a selfish intent. But by the encouragement of the Vaishnavas, there are so many senior devotees here, Maharajas, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and they're all about trying to share something with you over the coming days. I was Sachinanda Maharaj, we spoke on Friday at Zurich Temple about this topic, and I was sharing that it's really Maharaj's genius to come up with this topic, because for me this topic is really what makes Krishna consciousness so alive. Srila Prabhupada always presented Krishna consciousness as a spiritual science and not just a faith. And a spiritual science means that there's observable change, there's observable transformation, there's realization, there's experience of the divine. What Krishna calls pratyaksha avagaman dharmyam, direct perception of the self by realization. So transformation really gets to the heart of what Krishna consciousness is all about. My mind turns to the story, the famous story of Srila Prabhupada, who was on stage with all his disciples, and someone abruptly asked, "Well, Swamiji, can you show some miracle? What miracle can you show?" And Prabhupada's answer, as we all know, was very famous and very powerful, and he said, he pointed to one of his disciples and he said, "They are the miracle. Their transformation is the miracle." And I always found that a very profound statement, because when Prabhupada, in this case, wanted to prove Krishna consciousness to be something real, then he pointed towards the practitioners of Krishna consciousness and said, "Look at the transformation in them. That makes Krishna consciousness real." So it's such an exciting topic to think about how we can avail ourselves of that transformation through this process. Maharaj, when he gave us the opportunity to speak, I was thinking about who to speak about in terms of transformation, because all our scriptures are all about transformation. First and foremost, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes through a transformation when he goes to Gaya and he meets Ishvara Puri and he receives the Maha Mantra. He undergoes a transformation. Throughout the Bhagavatam, we have stories of transformation. Dhruva goes to Madhuvan and performs 6 months of meditation and undergoes a transformation. Ajamil has a transformation after a near-death experience. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find Prakashananda Saraswati, perhaps the most stubborn Mayavadi, who in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu undergoes a transformation. Jagaya Madai, perhaps the most violent and destructive personalities, receive mercy and undergo a transformation. But then I thought, what I'll try to share with you over the next few days is a story, a different story. And what I'll try to share with you is the story of Vidura and Dhritarashtra. and the transformation that takes place in that interaction. And what inspired me in this to go for this pastime was a statement that Dhritarashtra makes. Dhritarashtra, as we know, so many times people have come to him giving him good advice as to what he should do in his life. He was blind, Prabhupada makes the point, not just physically blind, but spiritually blind. In that sense, maybe Dhritarashtra we can all very much relate to. Just as Dhritarashtra heard so many things, but the heart did not seem to change, we also hear so many things, so many retreats, so many classes, and then we may sometimes wonder, why is it not changing? Dhritarashtra, he makes an amazing statement when he hears Krishna's words of wisdom. He says, Krishna, your words of wisdom are like lightning. In the moment that you say those words, my whole vision becomes illumined. But at the very next moment, I'm again overcome by darkness. And when I heard that, I thought, wow, so much maybe of our experience of Krishna consciousness is like that. We hear something and we think, wow, this is it. I turn the corner, transformation, and then again, covered. But then we know that later on, Dhritarashtra, at the end of his life, has a famous conversation with Vidura, where Vidura offers him some razor-sharp words of wisdom. And somehow, those words of wisdom do the trick. And Dhritarashtra undergoes a transformation. And so I thought it would be interesting to look at this pastime and what it is exactly that we can draw from this pastime that maybe also helps us to come out of our spiritual blindness, just as Dhritarashtra, by the mercy of Vidura, overcame his blindness. So I'd like to share that with you. And Maharaj mentioned that this is a very, very thoughtful audience, a very learned assembly. And so when I share, I will quite share in an open way and invite all of you to contribute your realizations and reflections. And I hope together we will go away with a deeper understanding and a deeper hope that we can also transform in our lives. Hare Krishna, Shiva Prabhupada ki jai.
Well, from what I hear from Vajaya Leta Maharaj and our Keshav Maharaj, this must be light in interesting. And I have noted that in this retreat, mostly devotees come who are already practicing for some years the process of Krishna consciousness. And mostly they come with the hope that maybe at this retreat in the Swiss Alps, so far away from my ordinary life, I will pick up some impulses that can help me to really fulfill what has been so far a mission impossible, that is to transform my heart. So in my take on this subject matter, I will mostly speak on agents of transformations, things which we could do that affect our heart in such a way that we will joyfully, happily, and maybe sometimes with a little tear of saying goodbye to something old which is no longer useful to us. A little tear in the left eye, the corner of the left eye, we will be able to move forward. In this little talk, I will not talk so much about the content of my seminar, more than what I have tried to share with you already. This is a very practical seminar with practical tools. But I want to make a general comment on attending this retreat. I wish to suggest to you that you think about two particular points that can make your own retreat into a very memorable experience and also into a spiritually very uplifting experience. I would like to suggest that you think a little bit about the meaning of Sangha with devotees, association with devotees, and Sangha or association with Krishna. Please let me explain. The word Sangha is composed of Ga, which means to go, and San means to go together. Now, when you go with devotees together, and you do things, spiritual things together, the quality of your heart will change just by this association. It's already a sadhana or spiritual practice to be with devotees, but to go together with devotees. That is, associate on a devotional and spiritual platform. We human beings are so very much influenced by the type of association which we have. There are many stories in our scriptures which talk about the effect which sadhu sangha, spiritual association, has. So to make our association blissfully and joyfully, it's not a forced process, very fruitful, I suggest one recommendation which His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj used to give. He always said that when you have any interaction amongst yourself, approach the interaction like this, that you feel the quality of this coming together, the short or long meeting, is entirely dependent on me, how I move into it. Very often we think, well, we want to get something from another person, but ironically this motive of getting something, drawing something out, almost like milking a cow or so, is in the way of obtaining what we wish. When we give something to the association, to the interaction, then we gain a lot. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Krishna recommends how to approach spiritual masters, in plural he speaks. He says one should do this in a humble state of mind, one should render some service, give some service, and then obtain, and then ask our questions. So I would like to just recommend this. How nice it will be when really we approach each other with this mood of elevating our association to something that is unforgettable and memorable by sharing the deeper things of our heart, by maybe helping each other throughout the retreat, and by asking those questions which pierce through the frustrating surface of superficial conversations. That is something on Sangha. The second item is Sangha or association of Krishna. I'm taking this from a lecture which I just heard today. Keshava Maharaj was explaining how to become confident in our spiritual life. secure, you know, without doubts and just like this. And he said a very nice point. When you approach your life with the idea, my life is in my hands, really, you will have one result. But if you understand, my life is in Krishna's hands, or Krishna is in control, you have another result. Let us, for instance, look for a moment at success. When you come from the mindset that I am in control, when you are successful, you will maybe become pride or confident, or just, oh my God, this was a good effort, and let me now rest. And you come in your, you go just disappear under the bed sheets and into your comfort zone. When you have success, however, and your mindset is Krishna's in control, you feel grateful. You don't feel that your ego inflates. No, you feel so grateful, actually. And you say, I'm a happy receiver of your mercy, my Lord. A total different mindset, which is much more favorable for spiritual discovery than the other. Let us look at failure. When you fail at something which you do, when your mindset was, I'm in control. I mean my efforts. When there's failure, you will maybe be disappointed. You may feel a very low self-esteem. Oh my God, I knew it. My friend said also, I'm a good for nothing. Actually, that's what friends not always say. You become maybe discouraged even. But when you have a failure and you know Krishna is in control, then maybe you think, well, this was not meant to be this time. You are optimistic, well, if Krishna wants, everything is possible, even for me. Remember that by the mercy of the Lord, or the mercy of the spiritual master, blind man can see stars, a lame man can cross the mountains, you remain optimistic and so on, and positive. So, in this retreat, I think we should walk with Krishna on our side. We should understand that we are carried by Krishna, by his hands. After all, you know, a retreat, my dear devotees, let's be very frank and open. If you think, I'm here just to have the best Swiss pizza, you will be disappointed because they're made in Italy, the best pizzas. Or if you think, let me enjoy the best view on the Alps, there will be days when it's cloudy, or when it's so hot that you feel no inspiration to go out. You know, but if you come with the idea, I want to come closer to Krishna, I feel here is a wonderful place, a wonderful situation. I know that the devotees who organized this retreat have really left no stone unturned to make it very, let us see, ideal for you, for your spiritual discovery. I personally do not know of any better sadhana when it comes to chanting, or doing kirtan, or preaching, or doing anything, than to think and to understand Krishna is in my heart. He is the witness, he sees everything. And when I enter this consciousness, my vision turns from a normal North German to an inspired person who walks the path of Krishna consciousness. And so, let me summarize for this seminar, which has such a wonderful motto. I did not know that this would be the umbrella motto. I knew I wanted to speak on transformation, but the organizers picked the subject and made it the umbrella, the overarching theme over everything. I think with such wonderful devotees presenting, we can really make these discoveries, which maybe will do it for us, that we really leave spiritually rich and with nice things to come up with. But simultaneously, please think of sadhu sangha, of associating with devotees. The suggestion is that you really put something into the association to make it an uplifting experience for everyone. And then your ship will also raise with a raising tide, so to say, of the overall atmosphere. And also think, let me become closer, to Krishna. Last and not least, I would like to also welcome Bhagavani Prabhu and his good wife, Kosha Rupa, yes, who always supplies me with a green power shake and is like a mother for me since many years in supplying healthy tips and healthy things. Bhagavani is there, of course, with his love for kirtan, which he loves to share, she does so nice in this kirtan. There will be many opportunities to sit in Bhadrahari Prabhu's kirtan. He speaks through his kirtans to us mostly, and your words are very powerful and very transformative. How do you hear your kirtans? Fine. Having said this, I wish to end here and wish every single one of you the best retreat so far. I wish you that you will make those discoveries or have those experiences which will bring you to the level where you wish to go in your Krishna consciousness. And yes, we have the laboratory is ready. Now we will enter it, and the alchemical transformation into pure gold will definitely take place. Good. I suggest here that we reserve any questions, because we have not really started to talk. We have only introduced something. We reserve it for later. Maybe we should all sit together, not for a short kirtan, maybe like 15 minutes to 20 minutes, and in this way complete the opening session. Thank you all very much, and looking forward to serve with my exalted neighbors, I almost wanted to say, left and right, looking forward to serve you all. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!